More than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled Myanmar since late August under persecution from the country's Buddhist majority. The UN is calling the violence in Myanmar textbook ethnic cleansing. Myanmar officials deny that. Imam Khalid Latif, executive director of the Islamic Center at NYU, recently traveled to Bangladesh, where the Rohingya refugee population has settled. WNYC's Arun Venugopal spoke with Latif about his visit.
So what did you find in Bangladesh?
What was most alarming to me was the fact that stories that I was being told of what people saw and experienced in Myanmar were all very similar. Every single person said that they had loved ones that were burned alive. And every single person said that they had neighbors and family members that were forced into homes that were then barricaded. And then those were burned alive, and they were burned alive along with the homes. And we heard numerous stories of gang rapes and shootings. People were lined up in rows and then shot one after the next. And whether they had passed away or not as a result of the shooting, acid was then poured onto their bodies. One woman that I met who is 78, named Dulu, who had walked for 5 days with her remaining family members, said that she witnessed her husband and two sons killed in front of her. And then the Rakhine army and many of the Buddhist mobs came and took the rest of her village and literally massacred them by slitting everyone by their throats. And so it's not just that people are being killed, but just the inhumane, atrocious manner, just utter disregard for life, and nobody's really doing anything about it.
What's the mood within the camps?
Many people said that what they were seeking was just safety. They had lived in this fear for just so long, and what they wanted was some semblance of peace, not even just for themselves, but for their family members. And then you had this kind of recurring idea that people wanted justice. They can't understand how it's possible that something like this is taking place, and there's not really any movement about it. But we're talking about a region of the world that doesn't necessarily have international interest in it the way that other places do. We're not concerned about natural resources. We're not thinking about oil or things as such.
What would you like New Yorkers to do?
What we need to do is support as best as we can. These are people who don't have access to clean water at all. I met women who are 9 months pregnant who were giving water to their children and drinking it themselves that was just crevices in front of their tents that had been filled up with rainwater. And that same water is mixed with sewage from latrines. You got like 5 to 10 latrines serving 20, 30,000 people. I would say right now the most important thing is to give money. And then when you have opportunity to advocate, to engage on a local, statewide, national level, more involvement by our government in a way to bring recognition. They said every day another 1,000 people are crossing the border. And so what's ultimately killing a lot of these men and women, it's just really like indifference.
That's Imam Khalid Latif from NYU speaking about his visit with Rohingya Muslim refugees in Bangladesh. He spoke with WNYC's Arun Venugopal.